Johnny's Irish Beats with Rob O'Connor, and that is the brand new single from Niall Connolly. It's called Artificial Lake and is taken from his new album, his eighth one, Dream Your Way Out of This One. And by chance, and this is totally unexpected, so this is what happens in radio, folks. Outside on our corridors was Mr. Niall Connolly, who normally resides in New York City. So how on earth does a fella from New York City end up on the corridors of the broadcast centre in the Southeast?
Well, I was trying to be somewhere else. That would be it. My sense of direction is consistently bad. So I was looking for somebody somewhere else. And
here you are.
Fair play to you, Rob. You said, are you Niall Connolly? And I said, maybe. Depending on who's looking.
Do I owe you money? Yeah. No, but listen, I'm delighted to have you because I was actually listening to your album this week. And by chance, I actually really did have Artificial Lake lined up to play tonight because you are playing a gig this week in the Sky in the Ground in Wexford.
Yeah, on Tuesday night at the Sky in the Ground. I love that place. Yeah. Really, really nice atmosphere, lovely people.
Oh, it's magic.
Lovely family run kind of pub, you know.
Yeah, you know, the wood has a kind of a sense of age of it. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
You can tell the music that has been in there and the stories that have been spilt on the floors over the years.
Well, what happens in the Sky in the Ground stays in the Sky in the Ground. Right, Niall, so you are on a tour of Ireland at the moment, or you have been on a tour. I mean, I had your list of dates and I had to actually cut them off because I couldn't print them on the one page. You had so many dates.
Yeah, there's 17 gigs in 17 days, Rob, so I'm I'm on the second half of the page now, so I'm about halfway through it.
Well, you're looking well.
Liar.
Hey, it's radio. You're all right. So the new album is out now. Dream Your Way Out of This One. The bit I've heard of it, I'm not going to lie to you, I've heard some of the album. Yeah. I haven't heard the whole thing, okay? You strike me as somebody who crafts a song.
Yeah, I mean, I take it quite seriously, I suppose, that songwriting is my job.
And yeah.
I really enjoy the writing part of it. Probably the most of all of it, of any of the aspects of it, you know. And the reality of it is, if a song that I write is going to be on an album, I'm going to have to sing it thousands of times, you know.
Yeah.
So I have to stand by every syllable and every note on it. So I do kind of pay a lot of attention to the craft of it, yeah.
Yeah. So it's an interesting one because there's the term singer-songwriter is bandied around an awful lot. And I think you genuinely are a singer-songwriter. I mean, you're talking 8 albums in, you're there with the guitar, songs that you have sung, and there's no gimmicks. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
there's no. And I'm not picking on Ed Sheeran now, but you're not there with a loop pedal and a fancy haircut or anything like that.
What's wrong with my hair?
Listen. Have you seen the state of my hair? I'm not going to complain to anyone about their style.
No, I mean, I'm very proud of the production of the last few records, and they are a full band production, and I do play with the band all the time, but also I tour an awful lot solo, so I have to be able to play the song on me and an acoustic guitar in the room like I'm going to do for you now.
Yeah.
You know, so it has to work both ways, you know, I think. I'd be slow to knock any of the other gimmicks and stuff. I'm not saying
I'm not knocking Ed Sheeran. What the hell do I know? He's the biggest star in the world, you know. But what I mean is, and I suspect with Ed Sheeran, I suspect he would love to do something a little bit.
We can swap gigs one night if he wants.
No bother at all, yeah. Right, well, speaking about gigs, right, you are playing in Wexford this coming Tuesday night in the Sky in the Ground. You also have a date coming up in Whelans. You're in Galway and a couple of other places as well. But can you give us a little taste as to what maybe the audiences might expect?
Yeah, I'm going to do the first song from the new album, Dreamy Road, of this one, and this is called Sacre Coeur.
Okay, so this is Niall Connolly live on Beat 102.103. Take it away, sir.
I've been walking for days. These storied streets where the buildings have their say. Sacre Coeur in the dying winter sun. It's picture postcard perfect, but with soldiers and guns. Is this what our little world has become? I read it in a magazine, I read it in a book. Living's the leading cause of dying. I'll keep trying till I'm took. I will keep trying.
till the soldiers come. Keep trying, keep trying, till my work is done. Is this what our little world has become? Is this what our little world has become? I feel my heart beating in my chest. My lungs and the air around me collaborating on this breath. Come on now, people, we are unbeaten yet. I give you everything, everything I've left. Been walking for weeks, searching for your story, seeping up now through my feet. Times Square, New Year's Eve, me and you. She says it's just like on the big screen, but with snipers on the roof. Is this what our little world has become? Is this what our little world has become? No, 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 I feel my heart beating in my chest. My lungs and the air around me collaborating on this breath. Come on now, people, we are unbeaten, yeah. I give you everything, everything I've left. I feel my heart beating in my chest.
Sacre Coeur there from Niall Connolly. You'll find that on his brand new album, Dream Your Way Out of This One, which is available now. And you're doing a couple of dates. As I said, you're playing in the Sky on the Ground in Wexford this Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Then you're in Whelan's in Dublin on Wednesday night. That's a full band show.
Yeah. Band are coming in from New York on Wednesday, and they'll be doing Whelan's, Roisin Dubh, and Collins in Cork with me. And I'm also up in Ballymore Eustace. That's a beautiful gig in Kildare, Ballymore Eustace. Mick Murphy's, they're running a lovely Monday night session there for years.
Oh, fantastic. Jeez, you're getting around the country anyway. Like,
I've seen it.
Fair play to you.
All the corners.
Danny, well, listen, Niall, thank you so much for coming in. I really do appreciate it. I know it's kind of totally unexpected.
Yeah,
but listen, what we'll do now is we make a deal that the next time you're over, we get you in for something a bit more in-depth.
Deal, definitely. Thank
right,
you.
Right, done. Right, that's Niall Connolly. Check out his new album. What I've heard of it is fantastic, and I wouldn't lie to you. And go see him in Wexford if you're out and about on Tuesday night and you're up to now. And if you're in Dublin on Wednesday, go see him again. Right, here's Big King Kong Company on Beat 102-103.